Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Welcome back to Business Resolutions with my guest, Manuel Cidre. And we were talking about the other dimension of Manuel Cidre, besides the successful business person developing this fantastic business. You've also spent a lot of time giving back to the community, and you've been with the Chamber of Commerce, you went with the Manufacturers Association, and you're now presiding the Puerto Rico Products Association. I think first of all, these different associations that sort of work to a certain extent independently, how do you see their role, and why have you sort of moved from one to the other? You felt that you could work with each one, and then why have you ended up with the Puerto Rico Products Association?
First, of enter to the professional organizations. My first experience with Puerto Rico, more than my business, was in the community side. So I'm a strong believer person that we have to treat poverty with responsibility. Poverty is not a part of an aggressor. Poverty is a problem that affects and is affecting all areas of our life.
Right.
So taking third sector as one of my most passion things for me. By the way, I just was named part of the board of director of Agenda Ciudadana, which I think is a great move through the island that is integrating the community in the problem of Puerto Rico.
Right, right.
The only person that can resolve our situation is the Puerto Ricans. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I felt that we are treating the bed, but not the patient.
Right.
So through movement like Agenda Ciudadana, Fundación Comunitaria, Asesores Comunitario, Iniciativa Comunitaria, is the way I used to touch the ground and see what we are. Moving from when we are to the next steps are those professional organizations, which is the Chamber, which is the Industrial Association, and which is the Asociación de Productos de Puerto Rico. The three organizations have particular things to be there. The Chamber is a multi-sectoral association. They have a lot of 65 associations integrated to the members and cover everything in the country related to business, services, but anything is focused on. They represent entrepreneurships. They represent enterprises as the keystone of economical development of a country, of Puerto Rico in this case. PRMA, which is Asociación de Industriales, they was very focused for many, many years in the foreign corporations that are in Puerto Rico, multinationals, and you know that, you was a lawyer of those big companies. But actually, they are trying to make some lobbying with the local companies because the multinational sector is not growing.
Right.
And the Product Association, Puerto Rico Product Association, is the only association created by law in 1910 that gave us a seal that show you that your product or your service is made in Puerto Rico. So with that in mind, Asociación de Productos de Puerto Rico is the only association with a brand that can convocate the Puerto Ricans to work together. So when I decide to leave my golf on Saturday, and came back to the association, is why I believe that from the platform of Asociación de Productos de Puerto Rico, we can move forward not only entrepreneurship, not only manufacture, not only service. I'm super, super sure that we can move from that platform, the people of Puerto Rico, to unite together and to try those Puerto Ricans to bypass the government and do things for the Puerto Rico people. That's what I'm strong believe that Asociación de Puerto Rico, the Producto de Puerto Rico, is more than a professional organization. It's a movement that that record everything that was made from the last 20 years with the third sector, Agenda Ciudadana, Fundación Comunitaria, Iniciativa Comunitaria, because I used to repeat that many times, because it's the only responsible of our decisions are the Puerto Ricans, and the only responsible of our consequences are the Puerto Ricans.
You know, one thing that I find sad, I don't know the word, is that we do not support, we're not loyal to our products. And I think that happens also to a great extent in the United States, but you know, we buy foreign products, and whether it's beer, whether it's cars, whatever, we do not buy first Puerto Rican, and I would say then secondly U.S. and then thirdly the rest of the world. And I know there's been movements for in the agricultural area and in the products area. Is that one of your agendas
to get us to focus on buying our stuff? I met the most important cabinet personnel of George Bush's father, a Puerto Rican called Ramon Daubon. You know Ramon Daubon. Ramon Daubon used to say this statement in one of the addresses in Washington. He said, if Puerto Rico want to be in statehood, or to be independent, or want to still as a commonwealth, first of all, Puerto Rico has to be rich. But not only rich in money, not only rich in manufacturing, rich in education, in health, in security, in infrastructures, in behave, in urbanity, in a lot of things that we can create a country that can dream to be what they want, finally make, want. But it's the only way Puerto Rico can, how you say that in English? When you say aspira?
To aspire to be
a statehood or independent or whatever finally they want to be.
To be whatever the status, that we're successful as people.
We have to prove first that we can be rich. So the Asociación de Producto de Puerto Rico, Jorge, is the right platform, because it's not only an entrepreneur organization. It's more than that, because I have the brand to convocate Puerto Ricans. But I have to clarify something for you. Normally in the past, a lot of Puerto Rican companies and a lot of Puerto Rican manufacturers used to say, you have to buy Puerto Rican product. And I said, we must buy good quality and good price Puerto Rican products.
I mean, we're not doing a favor, we're buying.
This is not a favor. Very good product here. We make good food, good everything. But first of all, it is important to know that Puerto Rican is good to set Puerto Rican, but quality is part of that Puerto Rican. Price is part of that Puerto Rican. Consistency is part of that Puerto Rican, and then we can aspire to enforce the Puerto Ricans to buy local product, preferring to all from other places in the world.
You've been involved with also education. You've been involved. You studied at the Ponce.
Yes, I am a trustee of the Catholic University in Puerto Rico. Also, I am a very close friend of UNED in Carolina with Alberto Maldonado in the Culinary School, which is one of the best in the island, and the best in the Caribbean as well. Also very close to Pepe Mendez with the regionalization program around the island to try to integrate Inteque, Inteno, Intene, Intenor, PR Tech as a sectors to grow between the municipalities and the private organizations. And in the next 2 or 3 weeks, very active in a Charpalante, because the Charpalante have 3 steps. Number 1, promote. Number 2, entrepreneurship in grade of CAT 1 to CAT 7. K-1 to K-7. And third, education. Because at the end of the road, we have a problem of impunity here. Of course we have a problem, but we have a problem of education first. We have to educate first. See, when we finish educating people, then we enforce the law.
Okay, we're gonna take a break. I'll be right back. Okay. We're going to education.
Good.